All right, now we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty and discuss the top five Chris Brown songs, which is very difficult because his discography is gigantic, and cycling through those songs took a while. I was listening to his songs for like the past 2 weeks, and there's a lot of nostalgia, and there's a lot of why the hell did you make this? And it was difficult because Chris Brown like pushes out so much music. I think his last 3 or 4 albums had 30 plus songs, and that's kind of hard to listen to because you'll get tired of it over time. That's why I've always said that 12 songs is definitely what you need to do. And I understand that you're trying to get your streaming numbers up, but it's not for me, man. It's not for me. So, besides the fact, my first song, which none of these songs will be in a particular order, the first song out of my top five is Forever, which was a bonus track on the exclusive album, and it was originally supposed to be a Double Mint Gum song. It turned into a hit, and it just brings back so many memories for me. Like, I was 14 years old when that song came out, and it just brings me a lot of joy, and it just makes you want to dance. And it also reminds me of when I went to prom as a freshman, and the lyrics are very relatable, because like, it's like I waited my whole life for this one night, and listening to that going to prom is great. It gives me flashbacks, definitely. So if you haven't heard it, here's Forever by Chris Brown. It's like I waited my whole life for this one night. It's gonna be me, you, and a dance floor. The next song is Yo, Excuse Me, Miss, which is an instant classic for me. It just brings me back to middle school. It means I'm getting older. I just love that song. Is Yo, Excuse Me, Miss, in parentheses. It's a classic, man. It's one of those go-getter type songs. Like, I'm gonna go get that girl. And that was the mentality in middle school, even though I failed various times. So if you haven't heard it, here's a little snippet. It's like, I don't know your name, but excuse me, miss.
Oh, yeah. And I gotta admit that you got my attention. You're making me want to see you.
And the next song is No Guidance featuring Drake, which was very, very important at the time because it ended their beef. And it's a slow jam. It was the perfect balance of Drake and Chris Brown in the same song. It was so smooth. It turned into a summer hit, and it was a slow jam.
I don't wanna play no games, play no games.
I don't wanna play no games, play no games.
Okay, the next song is Loyal featuring Lil Wayne and Tyga, and it just reminds me of going to the club, having a good time with your friends. Certified banger to me. Even though I don't really like saying the word banger, it's a weird word. Certified banger. Anyway, I love this song. It reminds me of my clubbing days. Can't do that no more. I'm turning 30 this year, but I'll still be singing, "These hoes ain't loyal." Plus, I'm getting married.
These hoes ain't loyal. No, they ain't. Whoa, these hoes ain't loyal.
And the final song is Make Love, and it's with Tyga, because it's from their Fan of a Fan mixtape, which came out in like 2010, I believe. And I was a junior out in Juneau, Alaska. And we didn't get that much sunlight. And when we did, I would play this song because it would remind me of those sunny California days and ultimately lift me out of my depression. But anyway, if you haven't heard it, check it out.
I'll
my top 5 Chris Brown songs. And remember, this is my opinion, and these are in no particular order. So if you want to express your opinion, put in the comments below. You can say whatever, like, this video sucks, you're terrible, you're awkward, whatever. You can even put your top 5 if you want. But if you like this awkwardness, give me a like, follow me, subscribe to any of my platforms. I think that's how you say it. But yeah, if you made it all the way through this video or this episode of my podcast, I appreciate you. Hope you have a great week.